Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about stages of change. This week I'm going to talk about why people seem to get stuck at different stages in the stages of change. So last week when we were talking about stages of change, we talked about the stages people go through to get to and maintain change. And on its face, it seems pretty rational, pretty clear, pretty logical. So why do we see people get stuck along the change process? Why is it that we see people who go into a situation with every good intention of making change and somehow they just stall? Why does that happen? I mean, for me, if people want to change and the steps to change are pretty clear, why is change so hard for people? And for me, it's that people get stuck. They're moving through the stages of change and then something happens and they go into neutral. They freeze and then they start spinning their wheels and progress stops. Understanding why we get stuck allows us to get unstuck and move to the next stage, not only in the stages of change, but just in life, right? And so just as a kind of a quick refresher, what are the stages of change? And we talked about this last week, so I'm not going to spend a ton of time on it, but it's basically pre-contemplation, right? That there's no problem, no concern. Contemplation that maybe there's a problem, but there's still kind of ambivalence about that. Preparation, where I acknowledge that there's a problem, I acknowledge that there's some change needed, but I'm not fully committed to actually making changes, so I do little baby steps along the way. And then we have action, which is where we actually start making active steps towards change. Maintenance, where we start maintaining the changes we've already made. And then relapse, if that occurs, that's something we deal with. And so all those things together are the stages of change, right? We start in the beginning and we end on the end. So why do people get stuck? And for me, it's usually that we don't resolve the task at hand in a stage before trying to move to the next one. With anything that has to do with stages, either stages of development, stages of change, there are usually tasks that need to be resolved at each stage. And if we don't resolve those tasks, we're not ready to move on to the next stage. We might think we are. We might even take steps to move to the next stage. But if we're not actually ready to move on, that move is going to fail. We're not going to do well, and we're going to end up basically getting off track, or we're going to give up, or whatever it is. But it's just not going to work. And so for me, the way we get around this is that we understand what we actually are supposed to be doing in each stage of change. What is the task at hand? So that we can resolve that and then move to the next stage. And my belief is if we do that, then change is going to be much more effective. If we don't, then I think we're just sort of like biding our time until eventually we have problems again, right? Until our change stalls out again. So what are the tasks that are needed for each stage in the stage of change? And so I'm just going to go actually right through them. And we'll talk about them. And so for pre-contemplation, the task is to begin accepting that there's a problem. It starts in the place of there is no problem. So the task for that stage is to accept that there is a problem. So the trap for most people at this phase is that they are blind to areas of concern. I've said before that as a country, there's this odd stigma that I've seen with people more recently with clients where they're just completely opposed to admitting they're wrong. They just won't. People can admit that things aren't going the way they want. They can admit that there are problems in their life, but they're not going to admit that they're the problem, and they're not going to admit that they're the reason or the thing that is causing the problem. They're just not going to go there. The problem with this is, if I can't even see a problem, how am I going to acknowledge it, much less how am I ever going to fix it? And so the task for us in pre-contemplation is to begin accepting that there are problems. The next stage is contemplation, and the task in contemplation is to truly accept that there is a problem. In pre-contemplation, we're kind of thinking there might be a problem. In contemplation, we're saying, yeah, there's a problem, but I'm kind of ambivalent about it. I'm not sure if it's really a problem. It might be a problem. The task in contemplation is to truly accept that there's a problem I need to address. And so what is a pitfall at this stage? And I'd say for most people, it's a lack of vision. It's an inability to imagine that things can actually be different. And so if I don't see what it is that I want to achieve, it's really hard to see the problem with where I am now. If I can't see what the future looks like, then the present's going to be good enough. And I think that's what happens with a lot of people. It's not that they don't want to move to the next phase and begin making changes. It's that they literally just don't see what change would look like. I don't know what my life would look like if I wasn't calling my wife names. I don't know what my life would look like if I tried to be chill with my kids instead of be a little tyrant. I'm not sure. And so I don't want to worry about it. Problem is, if I can't see change, I'm not going to make change. And so one thing we want to start doing is starting to accept that there are changes and begin trying to understand what that change will look like going forward. The next stage is preparation. And the task of preparation is to set myself up to begin taking actions. And the pitfall for this, for a lot of people, is they don't know what to do. And so I identify a problem. I can admit it's a problem. I can even see what things would look like if I change, but I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do about it. And so for a lot of people, it's not that they're not willing to take actions. It's that they don't know what action they're supposed to take. And if I don't know what action I'm supposed to take, then I'm not going to move into the action phase, because what would I do when I got there anyways? And so the task at preparation is to begin identifying what it is I would actually want to change. Actually identify what I need to do in the action phase. I'm not going to get to the phase if I don't know what I'm supposed to do when I get there. The next stage is the action phase. And the goal at this stage is to actually start changing. And so the pitfall here is that I don't think people actually want to make the sacrifices needed for change. And I don't think it's just that people are lazy. I think that change requires me to give something up. And the problem is that usually being asked to give up something that either one, I like, or two, that I'm really, really used to. Even if it's not something that I'm good at or that's good for me, if I've been doing for a long time, then it just becomes something I'm used to. The problem with, as a society, is we're pretty spoiled. And so a lot of people struggle with an idea that they shouldn't get everything they want. And so the idea that we should have to give up anything for a lot of people is very foreign and something they struggle with. And so the task in the action phase is to accept that change is going to require sacrifice. Can't keep doing the same things I've always been doing and expect things to be different. It's just not going to work. And there are 1,000 different bumper stickers that could tell you that. And so at this phase, we want to actually identify, what do I need to do to change? And the next stage is the maintenance phase. And the goal at this stage is to maintain the changes you made. And so what are the pitfalls for that, right? I mean, if I've gone through all the work, if I've gone through pre-contemplation, if I've gone through contemplation, if I've prepared myself, if I've taken action, it seems like maintenance should be the easiest part of the whole damn process. Actually, right? Maintenance, doing what I've already been doing, that should be pretty easy. And so why do people struggle in the maintenance phase? And for me, I think there are two major issues why this happens. Complacency and overconfidence. I think that a lot of times when people make changes, they do a lot of work and they put in a lot of hard work to make changes. The problem with hard work is that it's hard and it's exhausting and it's hard to keep continuing the same level of change, the same level of effort day after day, week after week. And so people become complacent. They're like, well, you know, I've been doing this long enough. Maybe I'll just take today off. You know, I've been cool with my kids long enough. Today's my day to be a jerk. And so people just get complacent and they don't do the things they've been doing. The other is overconfidence. And this I tend to see more with addictions and compulsive behaviors, where people go through all the stages and they start making changes and they feel good and they feel really good that they made the changes. And then something else starts happening. And I start wondering, you know what? I've been doing so good. I wonder what would happen if I cheat a little bit. I've been doing so good at not eating sugar. I wonder what's going to happen if I just, I bet I can have a little bit of cake. I bet it's not going to mess up anything. Or I've been doing so good maintaining my sobriety, I'm sure a quick beer at the Super Bowl party is not going to matter that much. And so people get overconfident and they think that, you know, even though every time I've done this in the past, it's led to a bad place, this will be the time that it won't. And it's just sort of simplistic thinking at its best. The next and final stage of change is relapse. The most important task for relapse is to not give up, to get back on it, to get back to doing what I was doing in the action phase that was bringing me the change I wanted. And so the goal, the only goal for relapse, is to not throw in the towel and to get back on it. And so that's what we want to do. See, even when we really want to change, it doesn't always happen. Sometimes it happens early in the process. Sometimes it happens at the end when we feel like we should be around the curve. The trick is for us to not get caught up in the fact that we stumbled and to get focused instead on what caused the stumble. And the easiest way to do this is to identify the stages of change, identify what stage you're in, and then figure out what's preventing you from getting to the next stage. Because to me, if we can figure out what's preventing our progress, we can remove that obstacle and start progressing again. And that's what we want. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into the Fix. If you have questions or situations you want to ask me about, DM me and I'll address them in a future episode. Also, if you happen to be in the Pittsburgh area, I'm opening a private pay practice location in Sewickley, and I'm currently scheduling appointments for that. Information can be found at andrewwardphd.com. Next week, we're going to talk about questioning the things you believe about change. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.